I killed my brother.
Dan Powell sighed heavily.
These are dark times. Please, come with me so that we can talk. We'll eat and drink. I'll welcome the company.
I'm acting temple master here in Master Quan Zhang's absence.
Where is he?
Away. Now come. Dan Powell held out her hand.
Tell me everything,
and then I have plenty to tell you.
I thought it was over,
Lannery said, looking up at the skies to the east.
Lightning danced there,
and powerful winds swept stinging rain across Anil Kesh's exposed surfaces. Beneath the temple, the chasm roared. Darkness seemed to rise from there, though it was almost midday. Even after everything Lannery had seen and done, it made her shiver.
Your mission is over, Dan Powell said.
Together, they watched three Jedi Rangers who were carefully carrying the device from the Peacemaker, place it on a stable trolley, and wheel it toward an open door. It was destined for one of Anil Kesh's laboratories. Lannery only hoped that the Jedi could learn from it.
But a greater story is beginning.
Master Dan Powell told Lannery of the alien ship that had entered the system, exploded above Tython, and then crashed somewhere near the rift. Perhaps in the Abyss of Rue itself. Its arrival had caused the dreadful force storms that still rippled across the planet, and the Jedi were unsettled.
Master Quan Zhang is one of many seeking news of the crashed ship, Dan Powell said.
I fear it means changing times for Tython.
Fear? Lannery asked. There was a disturbance in the Force before the ship crashed. A wave of darkness. A terrible voice of pain. And then silence as death fell.
I sensed that also, Lannery said. On my way from Sunspot.
Many Jedi did, Dan Powell said. Those on the ship were Force sensitives.
From out of system?
We believe so.
Dan Powell nodded gently but said no more. She could sense Lannery's need to talk.
So now, your story, she said.
They sat in Master Dan Powell's laboratory, and Lannery told her everything.
Bad things, Dan Powell said when the story was almost over. Such bad things. I hope Trisona can be saved.
He's a strange man, Lannery said. She was surprised to find herself smiling. So hard when I met him. Harsh, selfish. He had troublesome views, and he even told me some of the things he'd done. Not the worst things, I'm sure. But he was very open about his past. Some would have called him wicked or even evil. But he helped me several times, and I saw the better man inside.
I sensed that also, Dan Powell said. That's why I chose him to be my ears and eyes.
You really promised him what he said?
I did, she said softly. If he survives, I'll keep my word.
He came for me on Sunspot, saved me. And I think he was willing to sacrifice himself to save my life again down in the old city. He knew what was at stake. If he hadn't put himself in the way of that laser blast, I might have died.
Your alchemical skills are quite remarkable.
Only what you taught me, Master.
No. What you did cannot be taught, Lannery. You're a natural. Just be careful when you continue your experiments.
I'm not sure I will continue, Lannery said.
Oh, you will.
Dan Powell smiled, but it quickly faded.
But what you did, the dark tempts you. It teases with the power it could give. And killing your brother has pushed you that way also. You feel conflicted. You feel confused.
Yes, Master. Brush aside the confusion, Dan Powell said. That is the first step to confronting any imbalance.
Know that you are troubled, or be comfortable that you are not. Be honest with yourself. And I am here, Lannery. We are all here to help. Every single master, because,
she shrugged,
it could be you saved us all.
I feel that my balance has swayed, Master.
But I have not fallen, and I will not.
Dan Powell raised an eyebrow, took a drink, delicately wiped her mouth. So, the threat is quashed, and another rises in its place. You'll be wanting to rest before your journey back to Bodhi and your parents. No, Lannery said. I'm not going home just yet. And rest will wait. I still have questions. Oh, Master Dan Powell said, but she knew very well that Lannery had more to ask. The Hypergate. I felt it. You felt something in the old city, as anyone particularly talented in the Force will. Just as the chasm causes disturbance, and the Abyss of Rue, and other places on Tython. Your brother was right in one regard, at least. This is not our planet. But I felt such power, like something waiting. The wine's finished. I need to fetch another bottle. Dan Powell stood and went to turn away. Lannery grasped her robe and pulled her back around so that they were face to face. It was an audacious move, handling a master like this, but Lannery felt justified. Master, is there a hypergate down there? Dan Powell looked down at Lannery's hand on her sleeve, waiting until it was released. Whether there is or isn't, whether anyone knows for sure or not, doesn't change what you did, Lannery. If that Gree device had been turned on, well, we might not be here now. Friends, with wine, the whole system might not be here anymore. Might, Lannery said. Civilization is built on the word. Dan Powell smiled. You serve the Jedi well, Lannery. You remember when you and your brother first came to Onil Kesh? I saw the potential in you then. And when you returned to complete your training after you thought he had died, and we spent long days together here, in this laboratory. She gestured around at dark corners and flickering candles. That's when I knew for sure you would one day be a great Jedi. I was not afraid to tell you so. And today, I'm not afraid to claim an element of pride, because I was right. You are a great Jedi. And on your journey, you might need to learn when to confront things, and when to turn away. When to obey your masters, and when not. She shrugged. That word might again. It means perhaps, and it also means strength. Maybe it's doubt that gives true strength, eh, Lannery? Balance is easy. Shifting from balance and finding it again means you have to be stronger than most. And I have every confidence in you. The Jedi